Extremes taught in the health reformer bring crisis. The publishing of extreme views in the health reformer in the summer of 1870 brought on a crisis, and at the camp meeting in Pleasanton, Kansas, in October the situation was more than ever clearly seen. In his report of that meeting, James White wrote of the unfortunate results of Ellen White's virtual silence on the subject of health because of his prolonged illness. The believers in the Midwest, having read the extreme positions being advocated in the reformer, which would ban the use of milk, sugar, and salt, were asking, how do the Friends of Health Reform live at Battle Creek? Do they dispense with salt entirely? If so, we cannot adopt the health reform. We can get but little fruit, and we have left off the use of meat, tea, coffee, and tobacco, but we must have something to sustain life. James and Ellen White made it clear they could not stand by the extreme positions taken in the health reformer, especially by the non-Adventist contributing editor, Dr. R. T. Trawl, and the editor, William C. Gage, a layman who did not in his own home carry out what he advocated in the journal. As to Ellen's attitudes, her husband stated as he wrote in the Midwest, since we have become active again, Mrs. White oftener feels called upon to speak upon the subject of health reform because of existing extremes of health reformers, than from any other reason. The fact that all, or nearly all, of the existing extremes upon health reform among our people are supposed to receive her unqualified sanction is the reason why she feels called upon to speak her real sentiments. The Review and Herald, November 8, 18.